A weed computer, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. One of the most ubiquitous topics in agriculture is that of herbicides, what they might be doing to the environment, and how to prevent them from becoming ineffective in their prescribed goal, that is, eliminating unwanted weeds. Well, a computer program that was developed by University of Idaho weed scientists is designed to simplify herbicide selection and prevent development of herbicide-resistant weeds and damage to future crops. The team developed the program for Idaho's dryland farmers, and they're working to expand the program's use to irrigated crop rotations. Tracking and adjusting herbicide use is essential to controlling resistance in weeds. Over 200 weeds worldwide now show resistance to commonly used herbicides. The main way to avoid resistance is to change herbicides based on their modes of action on weeds. Growers can face substantial challenges in both trying to use herbicides from different groups to control common weeds and then keeping clear records through multiple seasons. U of I weed scientist Don Till says the herbicide management program can help accomplish both tasks.
Computer model that would keep track of your herbicide use based on the group number, which helps manage from a herbicide resistant weed standpoint, and also from the plant back restriction so that you would know it was safe to plant certain crops in the crop rotation after you've used certain other herbicides previously in that crop rotation.
Could this help solve the Roundup controversy?
David Sparks, aginfo.net.